From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The internet gambling company Bet on Sports has temporarily shut down its flagship website in response to a federal judge's order. The company and its executives are charged with racketeering, fraud, and conspiracy for running what prosecutors call an illegal bookmaking operation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that the criminal charges raise the stakes in the debate over online gambling.
This is no penny-ante gambling bust. Besides arresting the CEO of Bet on Sports, federal authorities are trying to seize assets of the company valued at $4.5 billion. Bet on Sports is based in Costa Rica and publicly traded on the London Stock Exchange, but most of its gambling customers are American. U.S. Attorney Catherine Hanaway of St. Louis says the company openly recruited gamblers in the U.S. with radio ads and direct mail.
They would set up fans outside NFL football games to help people establish their accounts. Their marketing program I would characterize as being aggressive and certainly not in any way covert.
Bet on Sports took close to $2 billion in bets last year. The company bills itself as the world's largest legal and licensed sports book, but Hanaway says it was breaking U.S. law.
Unregulated gambling is illegal in every state in the country. The Wire Wager Act makes internet gambling or placing bets over any wire illegal. So what gamblers should know is if they're placing bets on the internet from the United States, they're engaging in an illegal activity.
Illegal, maybe. Popular? Definitely. Bill Edington, who directs a gambling research institute at the University of Nevada, Reno, says internet gambling is a $10 to $12 billion business worldwide, and American gamblers account for at least half the total wager.
Interestingly, the various attempts in Congress to effectively prohibit internet gambling has not at all been directed at the consumer, but rather only at the purveyors. And so this has created, I believe, a degree of confusion among consumers. Most of them do not even realize that they're participating in a questionably illegal activity.
Prosecutors insist sports betting, internet poker, and other forms of online gambling are clearly illegal. But Edington says operators of the overseas websites believe they're in a legal gray area.
This might turn out to be a very interesting test case within the legal community. The law is not at all clear.
Just last week, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would crack down on internet gambling, despite opposition from companies like Bet on Sports. Days later, CEO David Carruthers was arrested at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport during a layover between London and Costa Rica. London-based editor Jim Rutherford of International Gaming and Wagering Business magazine says Carruthers flew right into the government's trap.
Had a very high profile on the legal and public policy front. So he certainly put himself in a position where you could say he was more or less daring them to take action.
Now that the government has called his bet, Carruthers' company is considering its options. The criminal case could have a chilling effect on the overall industry, at least temporarily. If nothing else, executives from offshore gambling sites will likely choose their flights carefully from now on to avoid layovers and possible arrest here in the United States. Scott Horsley, NPR News.